they're at. Amen. Testimony of word of praise. Are any of you happy? Sing songs of praise. Share words of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you. That's Karen. We got to know Karen as I've worked with Maple Grove Community Center and driving their bus. So, Karen, good to see you today. Awesome. Karen, we're glad to have you here today. Another word of praise, testimony. Amen. 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 Another word of praise, another word of testimony. How about another word of praise to our God? Amen. Cindy? Amen. Someone else. Amen. Over here. Amen. Dan and Jonah for my previous ministry. It's nice to have some familiar faces that I do know. Watch out for him. He is a troublemaker. Another word of praise. Another word of testimony. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Yes. Amen.
You have 10,000 reasons. Do you have 10,000 reasons?
Let's sing one more song just as you're seated. And on that same theme of blessing the Lord, giving praise. Because church, are any of you happy? Then let's continue and sing praises. So the first part of that verse in James chapter 5 and verse 13, James says, are any of you in trouble? This word trouble can be understood as difficulties that you may have brought on your own self through an act of disobedience, through a temptation that you succumbed to and sin entered in. This word could also mean, are you in trouble? Just because, you know, life is difficult. I've often questioned those shirts that a stick figure person with the hair standing up and says, life is good. I'm not quite so sure, but I do know that God is good. So James asks this question, are you in trouble? Pray. Are you in trouble? Pray. You see, it doesn't matter if the trouble that you're experiencing in your life are coming from a fault of your own or are just due to life's difficulties living on this fallen earth. The question to the answer to the troubles that we face is for us to be a people of prayer. Jonah found himself in the belly of a whale due to his sinful act of disobedience. But in Jonah chapter 2, at the end of the chapter, you see this man who is running from God willfully in a whole lot of trouble in the belly of the whale. So what does he do at the end of chapter 2? He prays. I'm in trouble, Lord. He writes, as my life was slipping away, Jonah writes, I remembered the Lord. And my earnest prayer went out to Him, to His holy temple. Those who worship false gods turn their backs on all God's mercies. But Jonah said, I will offer sacrifices to You, my God. I will lift songs of praise to You, and I will fulfill all my vows. For my salvation comes from the Lord alone. And the Lord ordered the fish to spit Jonah out onto the beach. See, the only answer to our troubles in life is prayer. The psalmist tells us in Psalm 15, verse 15, call upon God in the day of trouble, and I will rescue you, and you will honor me. Are you calling on God through the troubles, or are you running to Him only when everything else has failed? See, don't be mistaken that prayer is the fix that's going to rescue you from your trouble. But prayer is the answer that you need for the trouble that you're going through. And through prayer, God has this incredible way to pour out more of His grace as you're going through that trial in this life. So my question is not my question, it's God's question to you today that James recorded for us. Are you in trouble? If so, pray. I'm going to ask Pastor Michael just to play some background music for us right now. And I'm going to invite you right where you're at just to stop. And that trouble, that trial, that thing that's overwhelming you, and just take it to Jesus. Take this moment right now. If you're in trouble, pray. If you have a trial, pray. Maybe where you're at right now, you just need someone to pray with you. Maybe this is awkward for you, but just grab the hand of the person next to you, indicating that you need someone to pray with you. And just ask them right now just to pray with you. You don't need to share what's going on. Just say, I have a trial, I have a trouble, I have a situation, and would you just join me in prayer? Because you know where two or three agree on anything, it is done. So grab somebody next to you and just ask them to pray with you. If you're here this morning and you want me to pray for you right now, just acknowledge that you have something in your life that you need prayer for. Just slip up your hand. I don't need to know what it is because our God knows what it is. But you're here this morning and you're in trouble. You have a trial. You have something you want me to pray for. Anyone here? Thank you. Anyone else? Thank you. Father God, you know so well the needs of your children. You know the trials that they're going through. You know the troubles that are before them. You know the heartache and the grief that they're experiencing. You know the relationships that need to be mended. You know the marriages that are struggling that need to be brought back into unity. You know the financial needs of your children. You know all of us so well. You know the choices that we've made, that some of us have made, that have led us to these difficulties. And Father, you also know the circumstances of life is difficult. And some of us this morning are just standing at this crossroads, this trial, this tribulation, and we need you. And fathers, for those that are in that situation today, that I want to apply what your word says, they are admitting, Father, I'm in trouble, I'm in a trial, I have a hardship, I am struggling. Father, I lift those children before your throne right now. I ask that the sweet, sweet Spirit would just come over them. That the peace of Jesus Christ would guard their hearts and minds. That their eyes would be open to gaze deeply and fully upon their Savior Jesus Christ. That the mind that could be so overwhelming with these difficulties in the processing and thinking through would be cleared by the power of the Holy Spirit. Give them strength. Pour out your grace. Show them your mercy. Let them know your forgiveness. Let them know your love. Let them know your steady hand, that which is always with them. Let them know that they are never apart from you. So, Father, whatever that need is, I lift them before your throne today, that you would meet them and help them walk through that journey. For through the valley of the shadow of death, we're going to walk through it with you, hand in hand with you, in step with the Spirit, and give them peace in the midst of their storm, and cause that anchor to hold. And they may they gaze deeply upon you and know that you are good despite all that's taking place, and that you do all things well. You know, our Savior had a trial in His life. He was in the Garden of Gethsemane, knowing that His life was about to be offered as a sacrifice, as the payment for the sins of the world. And what did Jesus do when it got to be too much? He cried out to His Father, "Father, not my will, but yours be done. But if you would just take this cup from me." Yes, completely God, but also completely man. And the burden that faced him was the sacrifice of his life for our life, the payment of our sin upon Jesus, who was completely sinless. And as we prepare our hearts this morning to come to the table, that's where it begins, by coming to Jesus, who instituted this time of remembrance. For His body was given for us, and His blood was shed for the forgiveness of sin. For all that come to Jesus and place their faith in Him, they have new life. They have their sins forgiven. And the Lord's table, it's not Crossroads table. It's the Lord's table. And if you're here this morning and you have a relationship with Jesus Christ as your Savior, He invites you to come to my table and to meet me here. It's a time of communion between you and your Savior. It's not a time of communion between you and Crossroads, or you and your family member, or you and your pastor. It's a time of communion, a time of remembrance. It's a time to come to the table and once again, taste and see that the Lord is good. It's a time to be reminded that He was given for you, for me, for the world. It's a time to remember that His blood was poured out for the forgiveness of sin. And it's a time for the believer in Christ to announce that Jesus is coming again. In a moment, I'm going to pray and give thanks for the bread that represents the body of our Savior, which was given for us. And I'm going to pray and give thanks for the cup that represents the blood in the new covenant for the forgiveness of sin. But today, I'm going to invite you to personally come to the table, to come to the altar and receive communion. Brenda is going to serve with me. And you may have not done this before, but just allow it to be at a time of God's presence. When you come, I don't know all your names, but I want to personally serve you today. So would you please just tell me your name? Then I want to serve you. I'm going to serve you the bread. The bread will be holding the cup, and I'm just going to invite you to dip the bread into the cup and to take and eat it. If you can't come to the altar, to come to the table today, just remain seated. And then at the end, I'd be happy to come and serve you as well, right where you're at. Same with you, praise band. Just stay there, and I'll come and serve you after. I asked them to learn a new song for us today. It's called, Oh, Come to the Table. You may have heard it. Maybe you know it. If not, you're welcome to sing along with them as they sing it, or just let the words and ministry of that song minister to your heart. But will you pray with me, please? Father, we come to your table today, the table of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We come and remember that you instituted this time of communion, this time of remembrance. And we give you thanks for the bread that represents the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Jesus, for giving your body for ours. And we thank you for the cup that represents the blood of the new covenant for the forgiveness of sin. Today we eat and drink in remembrance of you and proclaim your death and that you are coming again. So Holy Spirit, minister to each of our hearts, and may we each have a fresh and new communion time personally with our Savior Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. I invite Brenda if she would come and join me. And I'm going to just sort of guide you because there's no real easy way to do this. So we're going to start with this section here in a moment. And if you just come up this way and then you can go back to your seats. serve that like to be served this morning?